We asked you whether you wanted us to keep reporting on the Centrelink debt story. This response has been, I must say, overwhelming. We have been inundated with texts and calls from you telling us to keep on the story. Many of you are sharing stories with us of getting caught up in the Centrelink debt recovery system, the frustration of trying to navigate the appeal process. The overwhelming message seems to be that getting answers from Centrelink can be difficult, despite what the minister may have told us this week. Today, we're going to hear about the experiences of an organisation that has been trying to help some people. Dan Nicholson is Executive Director of Civil Justice, Access and Equity for Legal Aid Victoria. Dan, good morning.
Hi, Hamish.
The government says the Centrelink debt recovery system is working. What's your impression of it?
Well, look, what's clear to us is, from what we're hearing from people, is that there's just a massive disconnect between government claims of a system working well and the real human experience of dealing with Centrelink, and the real human consequences of these letters and debts, many of which are simply wrongly issued. Now, I can give an example of a client we've been helping. Like many clients, he was contacted by Centrelink about a discrepancy in data between the tax office and Centrelink. And when he went online and confirmed the data as you're supposed to do, confirmed the income, it generated a debt, which he thought was wrong. Now, over the following months, he spent literally hours calling Centrelink, waiting on hold, waiting for calls back that didn't come. And over that period, he was told his debt was four different amounts that were different by thousands of dollars. Now, he was told to enter into a payment plan, even though he was seeking a review of the decision to impose the debt. And I should say that's something which would be illegal if Centrelink were a private company seeking to recover a debt. Now, in the end, he abandoned his review and agreed to pay the money back, not because he accepted it, he doesn't think it was right, but because of the stress of dealing with Centrelink, and because of the fear that after the fourth time the debt had been changed, that maybe the fifth time it would be increased again. So it's just to us inconceivable that you could describe a system that generates this result as one that's working well. It's unfair and in our view should be suspended.
Is it necessarily the case that this can be sorted out more easily once they come to legal aid? I mean, it's often far more complicated once you start going down the legal path.
Look, there's certainly a lot of confusion in people that are coming to us and we're hearing a lot of different things. What people can do is seek a internal review of any Centrelink decision, including one to impose a debt, and that's certainly our recommendation to people who have a debt. Now, if you're still not happy after the internal review, you can also seek a review at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, or the AAT, so an external merits review. And we've got one of those matters relating to an automatic data matching debt where we think even the internal reviewer at Centrelink got it wrong.
We heard from one listener yesterday about a previous debt situation with Centrelink. She considers herself to be pretty well educated, but found the system hard to navigate. What kind of help is Centrelink offering for people, for example, whose first language is not English or maybe disadvantaged in other ways? Are there other paths for these people?
Look, there are, and I have some sympathy for Centrelink staff who are completely overwhelmed. I mean, the reality is that a lot of people contacting Centrelink aren't getting the sort of service that we would expect. And again, we'd encourage people, you know, you can make a complaint about Centrelink at any time, either to Centrelink or the Ombudsman, and you can also visit your local MP to complain or even to seek assistance in dealing with Centrelink, and these are all avenues we recommend for people.
Can we be clear about what people's legal rights are if they receive a debt letter from Centrelink?
Look, it's a little bit complicated. Overall, the obligation is on Centrelink to make the correct decision. It's not right for Centrelink to cast its net as widely as possible and expect people in the community to spend hours correcting their basic errors. That said, in practical terms, if you don't respond to all the information that Centrelink requests, in practice, they're imposing an additional recovery fee. Now, whether that's lawful is, of course, another question, which will emerge as some of these reviews and other legal processes take place. So we understand why people are going on and trying to get information to Centrelink. But in fact, really the principles of good government decision making is that Centrelink has to make the right decision in the first place, not expect people to spend hours fixing their basic errors.
One listener has texted in a moment ago asking, can you ask legal aid if Centrelink is subject to Australian consumer law and ACCC oversight in the same rules set as normal debt collectors as it comes to debt collection practices, and do customers have the same rights?
interesting legal question. I think the answer is probably no, but something that's being explored, because they're not a private company carrying on a business. Now, usually we impose higher standards on government litigators, model litigant rules, but it seems in this case, when we're talking about Centrelink debt collection practices, in fact, they're not living up to the same standards that a private company would have to.
And what are your rights if you start paying back the debt, even if you don't think you owe it?
You can. That isn't conclusive. You can challenge a decision at any time. There's no time limit on challenging a decision. You can also request repayments to be halted while you're challenging a decision. I don't think people are having much success with that argument with Centrelink, but it's certainly one that we think should be made, and that common sense and good practice would dictate that Centrelink should not recover debts while decisions are being challenged, especially when there's compelling evidence out there that the system underpinning this whole debt recovery practice is really flawed.
Okay, very quickly, in about 10 seconds or less, what is your advice to people if they're getting these letters and not sure what to do?
Ask for a review, make a complaint. Also, come to our website at Legal Aid, give us a call, or other legal aid commissions or community legal centres to do this work to get some free legal advice.
Dan Nicholson, thank you very much. Dan Nicholson is Executive Director of Civil Justice, Access and Equity for Legal Aid Victoria. We're coming up to the news at 8 o'clock. It is 7 years to the day since a 7-magnitude quake struck Haiti. We're going to go there today for our next edition of Global Roaming to find out what has happened in Haiti ever since. Send us a text 0418 226 576 if you've got any questions or comments. You can also tweet me directly at RNBreakfast. Right now, though, it's news time. It's 8 o'clock.